Can you use that for somebody that you know of?
Yeah.
If I remember correctly?
Yeah. The, got chickens now.
Oh, really?
What was? About? What about that?
Oh, dear. How much you got? For the eggs or just for the?
Well, the egg was stuck.
The flag?
Where's the flag?
Congratulations to the flag, United States
of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks for the flag. Thank you for the flag, Tom.
Anytime.
Roll call, please. Public hearing. Roll call.
Trustee Chatterton.
Here.
Trustee Lauer.
Here.
Trustee Murphy.
Here.
Trustee Wilcox. Mayor Burton.
Here. Opening our public hearing, the issue, the purpose of the hearing, to present the proposed adoption of amendments to the Village of Parrish's zoning law and zoning map. The revision involves manufactured homes and the manufactured home park overlay for the area of Route 26 north of the Grismill. Response and comments, public to discuss the language of proposed amendments to the zoning law within the Village of Parrish regarding the manufactured home park overlay, changes to regulate manufacturing, mobile homes, signage, and other minor edits. All right. Public comments, response. No response.
I don't really know what this is about.
This is for, we've been working on
mobile homes.
Mobile homes within the village. But rather than having them in the village, we have a acreage out by the gristmill that we're designated as, we're going to designate as mobile home park.
By so, trailers, basically.
If they want to come in.
This is the new zoning map. This is the area with the manufactured park. Manufactured home park overlay.
And that's out by the grist, just past the gristmill. If you go past the gristmill, there's the Edict Pond Road. Does that take you into the park area, Edict Pond? What access is there?
I'm not sure if Edict Pond Road is in. Yeah, I'm not familiar with that road.
Okay.
So is it listed on the map there?
No.
No.
It might end on Edict Pond Road.
I think it might too.
That's the maybe the northern terminus.
Mm-hmm. So, rather than having them in the within the village, there's a designated space that they can within that village. That's still within the village.
So, someone wants to put up a park there, or you? Just,
or if they want to put up a manufactured home, they can go there.
Well, manufactured homes can go anywhere now because that's the state law.
And we can't keep them out.
But we do have rules and regulations. Like I think we said, it had to be so many square feet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that will, if you have it under that, you have to go to the park.
Correct.
Okay. Any other questions, comments, or inquiries regarding this?
Nope.
Now, do you have any of the information leading up to this?
No.
Okay,
no.
We'll have to bring you up to snuff on.
Yep, I've got a copy of the draft text.
Okay.
I'm gladly. Yep. So this has everything that all the changes are noted in red in that text.
Any question, comments, Jackie?
No.
Dave didn't zoom in, did he? Paul?
Dave, no.
Will it talk?
Nope. The only ones we have on the session right now are, I'm on it, we've got the village webcam, we've got Becky, we've got Steve, we've got Tom Bullard.
Okay.
And that would be the session right now, nobody's in the waiting room.
And Tom, just so you know, the planning board comes up with most of these ideas and then passes them on through many, many meetings to the village board to approve. So that's where it originates, is in the planning board, and then it moves, that's who generates the zoning law.
Okay, we turned it down 3 times already.
Right, and then you can agree with it, disapprove of it, but just so you have a history, that's where it originates, is the planning board.
So are we gonna vote on this tonight, or pass this, or do we have to wait?
You can vote on it tonight after you close the public hearing.
All right, if there's no other comments, I guess we can close.
I'll make a motion to close the public meeting.
All right.
Hey, I'll second it.
Thank you, Jackie. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. All right, thanks for working on that.
Sure.
Vote on that and.
Appreciate you doing really good.
My pleasure.
All right, you've got the minutes in front of you. Regular monthly meeting, October 21st.
Oh, yeah, I read them already. I'm making a motion, we accept them.
All right. Jackie, did you get a copy?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
So I don't.
All right, Tom will second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Minutes. I failed to point out our new board member is Tom Lauer. I guess I've known Tom that long, I forgot to introduce him. But hopefully you'll get to know, you know, anybody, as Paul Baxter, this Matt Johnson, he does our.
I've never met Matt before.
He does our heavy work for us, our zoning and that kind of paperwork for us, that we've had to make changes within the village. And then the codes officer, you might be familiar with, Jim?
Yep.
Okay. I apologize for not doing it last time when. Just.
Quite all right.
All right, we had the replacement of the bulbs upstairs, and Dave took care of that for us. Matt, thanks to Dave.
Replacement of what?
The light bulbs, we had some.
Oh, okay.
Dave took care of that for us and came in. And then Jackie did our sexual harassment training class for us, so thank you, Jackie, for doing that.
When's the next one, Jackie?
I think we're seeing if Paul said you could access it via Zoom, or is it recorded, or how does that work?
On the village website, so.
Okay.
Website, and you go to the page for minutes 2020, there's this whole section for recordings, and most of the recordings are recordings of the Zoom meeting.
Okay.
But there's also several, the last three on the list right now are the anti-harassment workshop, the video.
You guys are on the honor system, you better watch the whole thing.
Now, how do you know that?
I harass her all the time, so does that mean I pass?
That's between you and her.
So if somebody does it online, how do they get a certificate, or does that come from?
Yeah, I'd have to give it to them, I just need to make sure that, like I said, they're on the honor system as to whether or not they actually do it.
Can't trust Neil.
You and I know that.
Give him a test.
Okay, so it is there if you need it and access it that way. Thanks, Paul, for setting up, thanks, Jackie, for doing that. And I emailed out the sites of concern in the county, we were just discussing that earlier. The newest one today was Price Chopper, made Oswego with Dunkin' Donuts, Walmart, Phoenix, there was a bar pub down there, Dusty's, and Williamstown American Legion, Maple View Restaurant, so getting close. And today being fresh.
Yeah, it is.
Yard and be prepared with your masks and so on. I don't want to hear of any problems. All right, anything else that anybody has inquiries? If not, Legislator Holt isn't with us. Sewer plant, Camden Group, Tom, good evening.
First off, I'd like to thank Neil for bringing Tom down the other day. It was nice to see him. Nice to meet you, Tom, and welcome aboard the board. We went around and we spent quite a few, almost over an hour going with Ken and myself and the operator and Neil, and we walked around and then looked over a few things and everything. Everything, I think. Well, it was nice to have a board member know exactly where the plant is. That's, you know. All right. So what we're dealing with at the plant at this particular time is the change in temperatures are really screwing us up. I mean, one day it's 20 or 30, and then like Friday it's going to be 60. And the temperature does affect the bugs, and it affects the way the plant operates. Well, we had a comb failure a couple weeks ago because we're trying to chase it down, trying to keep it similar, I mean at least consistent, but the weather doesn't stay consistent, so we have to adjust as we go along. Looking at tank number two, I want to bring that back up again, that tank two is in need of major repairs and or replacement. It's such a major, it's not just replacing the diffusers like we did on the other tank and the valves. This is such a major project that the DEC will probably want to be involved with any improvements that we do to the tank. And the tank needs to be emptied, inspected, and then rebuilt, basically. I mean, take it right down. And I showed that to Neil and Tom. We talked about that. I mean, the plumbing, the rust, and it's just over the years. It's an old tank, and we're looking at 250 to 300K as far as getting that tank up. There are other things we could probably do, but the engineer would have to get involved along with the DEC for approval, and the engineer would develop a plan of what we could do with it and the specs, and we'd go out to bid on that. But again, we'd have to start looking at that engineer. Let him know, because we're going to need some funding on this. This is not a quick fix type deal. So that's where we sit for now.
As quickly as possible, because if something happens to the other tank, they're going to find us and watch it.
Right. Well, we'd be scrambling then. But
what was that dollar figure you gave, Tom?
$250,000 to $350,000.
Okay.
This has nothing to do with the proposal that Ian's come up with, is it?
No, I think what Ian's going to do, he may just justify the new project based on what we have to do to get the, to get the plan up to where it's got to be. So I'm sure that's all going to be part of his proposal. So. They're talking about a package plant that would facilitate the village and for expansion too.
This one tank will get us through the winter.
Oh yeah. We've got the drying beds all set and everything, and the tank we got the matter of fact, we emptied the digester out almost to the almost empty 2 days ago to make room for our as we go through the winter. We have two drying beds available that are empty right now that we've cleaned out.
Right.
And so we're ready for the winter. We'll be fine, I'm sure.
Don't say that too loud.
Well, I know. And that brings us up to the generator. Did their semi-annual service on both the generators. We were having a problem with the generator at the wastewater plant, and it one of the circuit boards was bad, and they're replacing that. The parts on order. The generator will run, but won't shut off. So.
Here, okay.
That's the one on.
That's the one that's at the plant itself. That's down at the wastewater plant. The one by the bridge there, by the aviation, that was checked out, and it's in good, excellent operation, the way, because I just talked to Alex, the tech that worked on it, said it was, it passed with flying colors.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Any questions?
No, I was down there today. You guys did a good job. So when I get a, probably won't be this week, but next week I'm going to get that out of there.
All right, that's fine. That's fine. Well, welcome aboard, Tom.
I got to kind of figure out what I can do, because I got to be down there when he's there to open the gate for them. Unless we can get it down there when you guys are down there.
Well, Butler knows the combination.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, the driver. Well, depending on what driver it is, they can call the office and they know.
Okay. So I'll call them and have them pick it up sometime this week.
This week or next week? It's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Why don't we wait till sometime next week? It'll be fine.
I can do that.
Let us know.
The airlines are all finished and working okay?
Oh, yes, the airline's doing well, and it is actually saving us as far as this temperature change goes. So, you know, as the temperature goes down, the tank doesn't need as much oxygen. So the air can be shut down a little bit, but it just hasn't been consistent enough where we can adjust the temperature goes up, we need more oxygen, so... The bugs are, I think if this keeps up with this temperature going up and down, the bugs are going to go on strike and we're going to be in trouble.
What?
What?
I know you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ken is out of town.
Ken is at a meeting in Dryden right now.
Okay. He's well.
He is well. He did pass his COVID test. He's negative, but he still quarantined himself for, I think it was for 10 days or something like that.
Yeah.
But he tested negative, and the other operator there in Camden also tested negative. So we dodged the bullet, let's say.
Good, good.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I make a motion then that we accept the sewer report.
All right, I'll second it.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, thank you. Codes, Jim?
Yes, I have my monthly report. Basically, I'm going to just cut it down. The mayor has a copy of this as well. So, 5 new building permits were issued in October. 4 permits were completed out with certificates of compliance issued. 26 building inspections were performed,
wow.
1 violation was corrected, and 6 new violations were issued in October.
Oh dear.
Also, 3 zoning permits for sheds were issued, and basically in November, we have started performing our fire safety inspections throughout the town and the village. We'll let you know how that goes in December, so we'll be around. And then also in October, I attended the town, village, and planning board meetings. I was also present at a budget workshop discussing our needs for 2021 with the town. I traveled a total of 110.8 miles. And basically the revenues and building permits, we earned $1,132.80. And in zoning, it was $90. We have a total of 1,222.80 for October. Is there any questions from any board members?
Sounds like you're staying pretty busy.
Yeah. I'm always trying to anyways.
I make a motion, we accept it as he read it. Or spoken, or whatever.
All right, second it.
All right.
If anybody has any questions on the what properties or where we're doing stuff, give me a call. You can get the report from the mayor, come see me. I'm around quite a bit.
I know you got.
We'll see where it goes.
Okay, we got a motion on the floor and a second and all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Don't have anything to the language of, somebody had asked a while back, noise ordinance?
Negative.
Lighting? Christmas tree lights? Nothing like that.
Not to my knowledge.
The only ordinance that I know of is you can't have a flashing, you know, those signs that flash?
Right.
Yeah.
You can't have that in the village.
There is a sign ordinance. But you would have to look and see on a per basis as to what they have and what's allowed. You know, it's, I don't have it right in the top of my head while looking at it.
Cause I know.
I know with signs we're talking about, I was just talking about ordinary lighting.
No, not to my knowledge.
Yeah, that's good, Ben.
What? Down to town, excuse me.
All right, do you have issues?
Well, it's just a nuisance all night long. Drive down past my house and you'll see.
Oh, those Christmas lights?
I don't know if they're Christmas though, I'm hoping that's just Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing, nothing to my knowledge about that in the zone, I mean, Tom's got the law right there, I don't think there's anything for lighting.
Yeah, I don't think there is either, and we got from the help.
Only the hazard to drivers.
That would be a DOT type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Issue.
Okay, thank you, it's been approved. Tell you, Paul.
Paul. Thank you, Paul.
You and I emailed you a copy, and here's more copies for the trustees who aren't here. For just to let you know what I've been up to, the last month, a substantial part of my time has been spent on working with towns as they prepare their budgets for their next fiscal year. Just something that I'll throw out FYI, because you'll be coming up in the time you'll be getting ready for your next fiscal year. We'll probably start on that after the first of the year. I was on the comptroller's website, and they said that the tax levy limit numbers for villages for that year should be available in December. They don't have them up yet. But the number for home this year, the tax levy limit was 1.56%, which is down from the 2% maximum that it's been the two prior. I would expect that it would probably be under 2% for the villages as well. But we'll know about that in December. The Plug Hill Commission offices are still operating at a 50% occupancy level with a schedule with Watertown-based staff, where at any given time, half the staff is in the Watertown office and the rest are working full-time from home. So they're all working full-time, but only half of them are allowed to be in our offices in Watertown. And Plug Hill staff are available for meetings with your municipality, as Matt is here tonight. I mentioned the training the Plug Hill Commission has offered to local planning boards and zoning boards of appeals to help them with their annual training hour requirements. These training sessions have been placed on the Plug Hill YouTube channel afterwards, and we're currently looking into how to do the same thing we were talking about earlier with Jackie and her training session. How do we certify that the people who watch it after the fact actually watched it and should get credit for it? When we're doing them live, you can sign up in advance and get admitted to the session just like we do with this Zoom session, and so we know you're there and there throughout the entire thing. But if you're watching it after the fact on Zoom, we don't have a good way of tracking that, so we're looking at means that other organizations like ours have done to validate people's watching it, so we know that they actually did watch the videos. And so, again, we're working on our training calendar for next year. The governor's executive order allowing remote meetings and public hearings via means such as Zoom has been extended until December 3rd. He's been renewing it on a month-by-month basis. The most recent renewal took us through December 3rd. If you have any upcoming meetings where that would be helpful, let me know. And I, of course, arranged for Zoom for tonight's meeting. The next Salmon River Council of Governments meeting has been scheduled for this next Friday, November 20th at 3:30 p.m. at the Altmar Albion Municipal Building on Bridge Street in Altmar. Meeting will be in person with social distancing and mask usage, although we may be Zooming that session as well. There's somebody who is interested in attending that wanted to attend via Zoom, so I'm going to talk to the chairman, see if you want to set that up for that. Topics will include moving forward with a contractor to enhance meeting coverage and the extension of our current intermunicipal agreement. Going along with that, as we get closer to implementing having a contractor to help me with meeting coverage in the Salmon River area, if you have anybody in mind who you think might be able and interested in serving that function, we'd be happy to hear of potential candidates. One thing I've learned from my counterparts in the other councils of governments that have had contractors to help them covering meetings is we get some of our best candidates through word of mouth advertising. So I'm spreading the word about that. So if you know of anybody, keep us in mind to make sure to pass it along. I've emailed the bill for Salmon River Council of Governments membership for calendar year 2022 to the village. That was last week. I assisted the village clerk with her transition to the new word processing programming and adjusting document formats for proper printing. I did that with Lynn this afternoon, so I was happy to be of assistance. And last but not least, Village Trustee Jackie Murphy recently conducted a training session on harassment issues, and the village requested that the session be made available via Zoom. For those with difficulty attending in person, I was able to arrange for a Zoom session for that whole training session. And I posted the video, audio, and transcript of the session to the village website. It's on the 2020 minutes page on the website. And that's all I have for tonight.
Right, well, thank you, Paul, for doing that.
Oh, happy to do it.
Was that 2020? You said
if you go to documents and minutes, there's a entry under there for minutes for 2020, and it's right there. It's right at the bottom of that list.
If I go to Jackie's house and harass her, would that be good enough? I'm sorry.
Did you say that tax levy was 1.5?
1.56 for the towns for next year. And I can also report to you that the town actually brought their number in less than that.
Wow.
For 4 years, they've had to pass a tax levy limit override. And this year, they were very, very close with their figuring of their numbers. And they were able to bring the number in below the tax cap levy number.
Well, that's good.
Good.
So you as town taxpayers will benefit from that. This is a general trend with all the towns I work with. Everybody's trying to be very careful with their budget for next year because there are so many unknowns going on. Now we're relatively lucky thus far in Oswego County that our sales tax revenues don't seem to have suffered the way some of the other counties have. I don't know if you've heard the numbers out of county, but I understand that our numbers have not been bad. There are other counties that have suffered in comparison to us. So, but what happens in 2021 is anybody's guess.
No, that's right. All right, any other questions for Paul?
Nope. I make a motion that we accept Paul's report.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Paul. All right. No presentations, discussions, grievances, or concerns. Unfinished business. Resolutions for our manufactured homes. And public hearing. And then a resolution.
I make a motion we accept it. And unless you
know how big of an area is this?
Not very big.
you know, by scale, it's only like 2,000 feet.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yes. Yeah, it's not very big.
You can only put about, what we figured out, you could put maybe six.
Yeah, it's about holes in there. 400 feet wide, 200 feet back from each side of the center line of Route 26, and then whatever that distance is from the, you know, from the grist mill up to the top of the northern boundary of the village. But it's not a huge area.
What would happen if we did max it out and reach that capacity? Do we just redo and add on to that, or can we just?
You always could, yeah. You can, you know, you can always amend the zoning map to make it bigger.
Well, it'd be kind of hard.
Who owns this? Who owns that land?
Mr. Fuller does, doesn't he?
Yeah, I believe he does.
I don't know, would he own on the western side of Route 26 as it goes north?
Probably not.
You mean the east side? Or the west side?
He owns the east, I believe, of Route 26.
Yeah, the west side, I don't know who.
That's the other side.
There's not much between there and 81 any. I don't know if you can put anything in there, well, yeah, there is a house in there. I need some long question. You wanna wait off a week, I mean a month to load on it, so you can kind of look it over?
Yeah. Is that possible?
Sure.
Okay. Actually, we postponed that for a month to allow the new.
Review it?
To review it.
No problem?
Yes, I am in favor.
We need a motion on that? Send it or just consensus?
You know, you don't think you need anything, so you're not taking any action tonight, so you don't need to do anything.
All right, so we'll put that off till next month then. All right. Water project committee members, David and Jackie are our water committee members. What's happening?
I have no idea, I haven't heard anything. No, there's supposed to be a public hearing on December 2nd.
Yeah, I think a mailing went out. And let me see, there's a public hearing December 2nd at 6:30. Where's it at? Does it say residence?
I think it's gonna be Zoom.
Yeah, do the Zoom. Yeah, the Zoom.
Zoom.
All right. So that mailing went out and probably the residents will be getting that.
I don't know if I got that in there. I already heard the first report from somebody who received it.
Okay.
Okay.
But you and Dave haven't been a part of any kind of input.
I haven't heard a word from anyone.
Well, this is supposed to be joint actions, but I don't know. I haven't heard anything myself, so apparently Tom must be running it. If they know, hopefully they know what's going on.
Okay.
All right, well, I guess we'll wait and find out on December 2nd. Library construction progress. Jackie, how are they going with that?
They're doing pretty well. They're working right in this weather. That's about all I can tell you.
Okay. Do they know why? Huh?
Is the library now shut down, Jackie? Did you think that the
police? Yes. Well, they're going to go back to the grab and go. I think. I think this week.
They're going to do what? Grab and go?
Yeah. They're not going to have walk-in hours. You just either go online or call up and order what books you want, and then they'll have them ready for you to just pick them up.
Okay. That's because of COVID?
Yes. Yep. Okay.
When do they anticipate this library addition to be completed, you know? Spring, summer?
Yeah, well, right now, they're just putting on that back end, but they're not going to do anything final until it's better weather to knock out that wall.
Okay.
I have my notes. Yeah, because they're doing them in phases because that's how they're going to get their money.
Mm-hmm. So it'll be a utilized addition to the library, something that's long overdue, that's for sure.
That's all.
Okay, anything else?
I was I was looking to see if I could tell you when they were going to make that effective.
Yeah.
For the other, but I cannot find it.
Okay.
Maybe that was on an email.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. Our wastewater treatment plant, our truck status. Tom called and said he went down to the garage and found out.
It's not good. He said you probably get a year out of it. He's already put in almost $600.
Yeah.
In just lines.
We had him hold off on it, right?
Yep.
Could we both went down at the same time?
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think you should do anything with it, maybe get rid of it.
Get rid of it as is?
Yep.
I agree.
Okay. Can we sell as is?
Sure. Why not? Yeah.
I mean, just get rid of it.
Yeah, as long as we can get at least $700 out of it. That will pay the bill.
Cover the cost of what we invested.
But we won't tell whoever we put it up there.
Okay.
So do we need a motion to sell?
If that's the avenue we want to go, then we need a motion.
I'll make a motion that we put the truck up for sale.
All right.
Okay.
Second, all in favor? Did you hear that, Jackie?
Yes, yep, I did. Sorry.
Thank you for checking that out and getting that taken care of. Been there for a long time.
Well, I would have sold it the way it was before, but
yeah. Okay. Now we can dispose of it, and we'll need to advertise and see what we can do.
Okay.
DOT, no parking, crosswalk, curbing. Notice we've got right. Signs out there, can't miss them. We got crosswalk paint across the street.
Which is good because now when I cross the street, if I'm in that crosswalk, they got to stop for me.
They do.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean they're going to.
Yeah, I found that out yesterday.
I don't know. Did the no parking sign get put up at the pizza shop?
I don't know. I didn't know.
Where was it supposed to be?
Out in front of the pizza, Pastorella's pizza.
In front of it.
There used to be one there.
In the corner.
And somebody took it down this year. Did he hit it or took it down? I don't know exactly why. But they just need to put that back. There'll be no parking between there and the corner. The other three corners, the other four corners, they got them. No parking. No parking from here to the corner. Yeah, they got them on 1, 2, 3, 4.
Right. I did talk to the DOT and he said they'd be up and no parking sign. I asked him about the handicap and no problem. So I'll have to call again and see if we don't have those signs in place. We'll need them.
Handicap for?
For out here in front. We have a sign, but it's pretty well worn. You can't even see it. So, and he said we can do replacement signs. So I don't know if that's going to be up to us to get that replacement sign. We can't put up new signage. That was the question next door with the neighbor because we had cars parking in front of his driveway. So a sign went up saying that couldn't park in front of the driveway. And the DOT didn't like it because they didn't put the sign up.
Oh.
So I don't know how it got.
You know what I see about that, don't you?
They left the sign there and right now it's, but I asked the DOT, John, that I spoke to, and he said that new signs have to come from the DOT. We can do replacement signs. They have to put the initial sign up. And then the curbing over at the insurance company, they put that curb in and it is not ADA compliant. So he wasn't too concerned that if they didn't want the sidewalk crosswalk there, that they would change it. They said they would oblige if we insisted or if somebody insisted. But being that if the water's going to go through and they're going to change the curbing, putting out those thousands of dollars or whatever it takes to change the curbing and then to pull it all out for the water didn't make a lot of sense. So it kind of went on the back burner for right now. All right.
And we were also told this afternoon that Pazzarella's is closed. So further notice.
Who is?
Pazzarella's for some. I'm just still for some family emergency.
Okay.
Okay.
We don't know how for long, huh?
No.
That's too bad.
I said, hopefully not as long as the last time, but they don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right, Christmas tree decorations. Neil has done some pricing for us.
Okay, maybe I want to look at these. I got some marked. The ones I'm thinking I'm only getting two this year, and then two next year, and two the year after. And then maybe even start putting ones in the ground, you know, like pumpkins and stuff for other types of holidays, stuff like that. Two that I'm looking at right now, one's a reindeer, a jumping reindeer. And, I can find it later.
Is it a candy cane you're going to replace?
We might replace both of those candy canes, because they're heavy. I mean, really heavy, but it depends on who we get to help me put it up. If we can get a truck with a bucket on it, we probably use one of them.
Okay.
If I can get these in there by then. Mm-hmm. I think I can, because he said most of this stuff is in the, most of this stuff, he says, is in stock.
Yeah. This is out of Syracuse?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a warehouse. I don't know. He has a warehouse, but not a showcase. Okay. The jumping reindeer, a leaping reindeer, is $458. That's for the
LEDs?
Yeah. Excuse me.
It just goes on the pole?
Yeah. The hardware comes with it. So we don't have, let me see, hardware comes with it. Includes, does not include pole wrapping. Hardware is included. Pole wrapping is not. So if you want to do the pole wrapping, that'll cost you $50. Or somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking about getting a leaping reindeer. And mark this. So the leaping reindeer, what did I say it was? It was $458.
Yep.
Now the other one could be either a Christmas ball. No, I don't want that one. I screwed that one up. That's over $1,000. I don't want to do that.
No, what about that?
A shooting star, which is $392. Yeah. Or a Christmas candle, which is $437.
What does the shooting star look like?
It's a star with a lights behind it.
This place have a website?
Yes.
So they can look it up?
Yeah. I may have to, I didn't bring the book with me. The book and the website.
Okay.
Because website does not give you prices. You have to ask for those.
It gives them the design.
But it gives them the design and everything, yes. In fact, the book does that. You're going to be around tomorrow, I can hand you the book.
What do you think, Catherine, about what would you rather have, the candle or the star?
Me?
Hey, Catherine.
Oh.
Talking to the mayor.
I guess I'd have to see what we got, what we're looking at.
All right.
I can bring the book down. Yeah. The book has a bigger picture.
Okay, that'd be good. And we'd know what we're looking at.
Okay, all right.
Just
leave it with.
What's that?
Then just email me the website.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Are we going to use them this year? How long will it take you to get them, Neil?
It
probably get them in a couple of days if he has them.
All right.
That's why I was.
So should we vote on it tonight for you to purchase two of them after we decide the design?
We purchase two, and then we can decide on the design later if you want.
Okay. All right. That sounds good to me.
Yeah, because so I probably won't.
Bring the book down.
I'll bring the book down tomorrow.
Okay. Tomorrow's Thursday.
Well, yeah, I know. I got an 8-hour of a 5 to 8 hour doctor's appointment tomorrow.
Ah,
be there
9 o'clock in the morning.
Yikes!
So I can bring the book down.
Okay. There a motion then for this?
All right, I'll make a motion that we purchase two new light pole ornaments.
Okay.
Yeah.
Second by Tom. All in favor?
Aye.
Between the two of them, they should be right around $1,000.
Right.
$1,000. Mm-hmm. But okay. That's all right, because I actually, I have about 5,000 dollars. But I don't want to use it all up. I figure we. Because we don't know when Niagara Mohawk's going to send us a bill for the lights.
Okay, all right. Now Carpet called me and asked if they could get into the gym this weekend to get everything, and they're going to decorate this weekend.
Oh yeah.
Carp. Oh, okay.
Are you able to let them in, Jackie? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to let them in at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning.
While we're thinking about some of this stuff on this, they also got other things in here that is not Christmas related, like Halloween. They have things from 4th of July. They have anchors. They have, if you really want to go with a thing over the highway, they can do that too.
Well, that's a little bit probably out.
For that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah, 14,000.
Yeah. So this sounds good. That sounds like a good start. And then if you just do it for a year, it's probably
Two a year. Then then after that, we can talk about getting stuff for the parks.
All right. Well, thank you, and let's see where we go. And have a look at those so we can decide on which one. Thanks, Neil, for doing that. Social media, our Facebook status, and where we're at with that. Is Steve on?
Steve is on.
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, good. Hi, Steve.
Hello. Yes, so I've done a couple of minor things, such as reporting the information to Facebook and things like that. I still have not gotten... I was hoping to do a phone number to, I think it's Miss Zender, correct? Z-E-N-D-E-R?
Mm-hmm.
And I just need her phone number and contact information. I've got her address, but I'm wondering if maybe a phone call first, then Nasty Gram, then cease and desist, then report her to Facebook if it doesn't fail. And by reporter, I mean actually institute a takedown order.
Mm-hmm. I can email you her numbers tomorrow, Steve.
Oh, sounds good. An email would work too.
Yeah.
If you have it.
Okay.
Hopefully that will spur people into the right direction or get this resolved anyways. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure. Hopefully Facebook just listens to my, I did like 3 reports for a variety of reasons using their UI system, so we'll see if their support does it, but I'm not that hopeful. I think we're going to have to do a little bit more.
Okay.
Did you just go on Facebook and report it?
Yep. Nothing too special about that, although I did claim to be the village attorney, so hey, you guys could probably claim to be the village attorney too. It has about the exact same effect.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
All tree removal on Union and Church Street. We had contacted Grid, or Miss Maurer contacted Grid. Two trees came down, one on Union and one on Church. There's still one on Union that needs to come down, and I guess it's...
No, it's on Church. It's on Church.
It's on Church? Okay.
I looked at it today when I went by.
Okay.
Looks like they got the top of it cut. But they didn't do anything below that.
Below there, okay. So she wants to know where we go with this.
Who's she?
Miss Maurer, the homeowner that has the...
Well, legally, according to our bylaws, that's her problem, not ours.
But it's not on her...
It doesn't make any difference. It's part of her, you know...
What property is it on?
It's on the, I think it was planted probably too close to the line, and it's matured, and now it sits on both sides of the line. So who's responsible? Is it the village or the town, or the village or the homeowner? Steve, can you shed any light on that, or where do we go with this?
Well, we're going to contact her to see if we can split the costs, because my understanding is we are going to be liable. The way everything is said, obviously I need to take a little bit more of a full-on research to give you a definitive answer, but upon the general understanding of everything, it sounds like we're going to be liable for it.
Why are we going to be liable for it when it's in our bylaws?
Our bylaws don't control how the possession of property. So in other words, trees are property. If we want them removed... Typically, the person who wants the action done is going to be responsible for it. Plus, the way I've been described, I thought that it was kind of on both the property. And generally speaking, with a municipal action, if it's on the property owner and the municipality, then the municipality usually ends up stuck with it.
Even though she's the one that wants it down.
Again, I don't have a definitive answer just yet. Okay. I would
asking dumb.
No, it is not a dumb question. It's a fantastic question. The fact that it's so fantastic, I don't have the answer right now.
You'd be quite willing to share the cost.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I think I'll tell you what, Mayor. I'm going to send an email with just some more pertinent questions to kind of just get a bit more of a rundown to get exactly where it is, so I can get my head around it a little bit more, and I'll work on a definitive answer to hopefully have before the next board meeting.
Okay.
Because I feel like we've talked about it a bunch of times. We've hemmed and hawed. Maybe it's time for me to actually do the legal research and get a definitive answer so we don't have to keep guessing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So be expecting an annoyingly long email with way too many questions within the next few days.
Okay. Thanks.
My pleasure.
She's been very patient and very cordial with it. So I think it... gives us good PR if we work with her on it rather than...
Well, that makes my job much easier. If we just want to split the cost with her and send her a nice letter instead of doing illegal research, that's a possibility, especially since my gut and a lot of the law seems to be suggesting that we'd have to foot the full bill anyway.
Yeah.
So I can do the research and find out a definitive answer, or we can just get it done.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I'll get back in touch with her and see what her feelings are if we just pursue and split the cost on it and leave it that way. And, of course, we don't know what the costs are going to be till we get that sorted out. But
And then since it's going to be, we're going to have to follow all the proper bidding rules because it's going to be over a certain amount. So there's that.
Okay. I'll put that notation there.
We had problems with her last time.
With over what?
On that corner.
Oh, yeah.
When we went to re-ditch that, okay? We were going to ditch them to only the one side, and then the guy put the supervisor put a water trap in there so the water wouldn't go all the way down. So we ran it over to the other one and then over the bank. He gave us an awful hard time on that. I mean, really hard time.
Same residents, same people then?
Yes.
Oh, I'm surprised that she's been on the phone then, that never lived there.
Well, maybe he, maybe the guy don't live there anymore. I don't know.
Dead. You mean that her husband?
Yeah.
Mr. Mauer's dead.
When he died?
A couple years ago.
Yeah, that's the first time he gave us the trouble.
Sorry.
I didn't know that. I'm sorry, but I didn't know that.
I don't know if the son, I think the son still was.
Oh, okay. That's why I was surprised that she was doing the calling, but that's all right.
Okay.
All right, any other issues? We had one that's been ongoing with the supervisor's office, and we have a individual that will pursue this and hopefully get it done early December.
What's this?
With our drop in the ceiling in the supervisor's office.
Okay. We finally got somebody to do that?
Yeah. Is it Leon, you said?
Yeah.
So we will address that concern and hopefully be done with it. Let's see, what's today? It won't be the first beginning of December, will it?
How about the shower?
He can start that after he does the ceiling.
Oh, is the same guy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right.
And we've been waiting on individuals that said they would assist us when they got done with their summer work, and they've been procrastinating and putting it off, and this is why it's gone into November, December. I wanted it done the summer when the weather was good, before we got into the cold season, and it didn't happen. And trying to get in touch with them, and them getting calls back to us, it just didn't happen. So hopefully now, early December, we'll have this done and taken care of. And we may have to put in a thermostat, what'd you call it?
Programmable thermostat.
Do you know how to program, or whoever puts it in knows how to do it?
Yeah.
All right.
For what?
For where?
For the upstairs offices, in her office. She's on that front corner.
Yeah, I know where she is. But
yeah.
Just so you turn it down in the evening.
Yeah.
Well, you just set it to turn it down.
Correct, and that's all it is.
Okay.
And then you just turn it up 9 to 5. That way, the supervisor, whether the mayor's here or not,
whoever,
she will have heat.
Or
I'm here, you know, 9 to 5 is the hours you run. And
can you set it so that if it's like a holiday weekend, it's not going to come on in that extra
day? You could.
You could just go on the app and open the app up and turn it off.
Because we don't want it running if nobody's in the building.
They're real easy to use.
Yeah, they are. They're nice.
In my house right now from the app. Or I could turn it up to 100.
There we go. That's why you're on board. I knew there was a reason we brought you on board.
Now that she has hot water heat just like we do down here, right?
Yes.
They must be zoned though, right? Because I have a thermostat.
Yeah, there's probably a set of zone for upstairs.
Right, and there's a thermostat here and a thermostat in the office. So this is zoning. So it'll be good to have that completed and that problem off the board.
Reminds me, Jackie, you're going to have to get somebody to probably turn that heat on Saturday or Sunday morning or whatever.
They're just going to get the stuff out.
They're just coming in to grab it. They're not going to do anything in the gym. They're just going to grab their stuff and put it out in the parks.
Okay.
Yeah, they won't be here long.
All right. Well, I thought you said that they were going to do something in the gym.
Oh, no, they're going to take their equipment out of there, all their decorations.
Okay, that's on the second floor. Okay.
Yep.
Unless they took them down.
Yeah, he might be able to start.
Oh, he might be able to.
Definitely by the 7th.
You doing any, you home during the weekend? I mean, the weekends?
No.
You're not home during the weekend?
Some weekends I am.
Oh, okay.
All right, anything else for old business, unfinished business?
Nope.
If not, going into new business. I received this automated external defibrillators. We had discussed that years ago when, I don't know if you were on board.
Yeah.
When George with the codes officer, he presented it to us. And I don't know, I asked for pricing on it. Do you know anything about those?
I do not.
Because George was talking about being that he was in the fire company, he could probably get him for us, do the training and all the yada, yada, yada for us, and that never happened. So I got an email and just kind of made the inquiry and asked him to send us a price list. But I think George had said that we needed training in order to use these.
You.
Likely, I would probably call Oswego County Health.
Okay.
And see if they can guide you in the right direction.
Okay.
And then call the fire department to train us.
They're about $1,200 for the Phillips brand.
Hmm.
But I wasn't sure why we needed this.
Well, that was just another point. We need them. Is there sufficient reason to invest? And
those
people that are training may not be here. So, you know, if an event occurs and if how much is involved in having them. So that's something to think about. And if we're interested, we can pursue that. And if not, then that's fine too. But I did get the information and thought I'd present it.
Right.
Good, I'm getting old, so we might need one.
No, you're the exception. Did you have something, Tom?
No.
Okay. All right. I received a from Municipal Solutions reminder regarding the principal and interest payments due on the above date, which should be December 20th. College has to pay payment of zero principal and $2,014 interest to Key Bank. So I need a motion to let Kevin make that payment.
I make a motion to pay that.
All right.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Jackie. All in favor?
Sorry.
All right. This is the statutory bond payment for the wastewater treatment.
Yeah, I'm not in favor of it.
Too late now.
Well, I know, but
it's just one of those
things. It's just one of those things that we could have paid off almost 2 years ago, but Key Bank wouldn't allow us.
Right. So we didn't have much choice, did we?
No.
All right. Community activities for Christmas. I haven't heard anything, and I don't know if there's anything planned at the present time. And as it sounds like, it probably isn't going to be anything forthcoming by the way things are happening. So if you hear of anything, let us know, and we'll post it on our bulletin board. And I don't know, there's a senior dinner over at the drive-thru with the school tomorrow, but apparently the school is closed up, so
you haven't heard anything?
So yeah. I haven't heard anything. Yes, it's still on.
Still on, as far as I know. I mean, they haven't contacted us yet.
Well,
we
don't
have to pay for it.
Pay for it, it's free.
Yeah, pay for it.
Oh, I booked it, excuse me.
Yeah.
What the heck?
No, I did something.
All right, anything else for new business?
I need the trustees to sign, you and the trustees, Kathy, to sign the certification you have to send to Oswego County for the tax roll. And the one that's due on unpaid taxes, what's left. We do this every year. You have to send it to the county.
So we have to sign it?
Yeah.
And where is it?
Here, I'll sign it right now.
I'll come down tomorrow morning, and you can call me and let me know when no one's there, and I'll come down and sign everything.
Okay, Jackie, thank you.
Okay.
All right. The date to remember, December 10th, is our joint board meeting, and the town supervisor will be in charge of that. We have it scheduled, our quarterly wastewater meeting. It may just be on hold for a while. Ken's not available, and things are going as is. We have to put it off.
Yeah.
December 16th, our village monthly board meeting. All right. Our payment of bills.
Oh, really? I'm okay, Jackie. I got it.
Yes, I'm sorry.
General fund, vouchers 83 to 88. $7,567.07. I'll make a motion we pay that.
All right, and I'll second it.
Okay, thank you. Sewer fund.
Sewer fund. Vouchers 58 to 65. An amount of $7,009.05.
All right, and I make a motion we pay those bills.
You got it, babe. Yeah, nice. I got it. Uh-oh, harassment charge.
I'm writing that down.
Debt service?
None.
All right, and then
T&A. Vouchers 52 to 60 in the amount of $2,098.61.
All right, I make a motion we pay them.
I second it.
Second, thank you.
All right,
anything else, Jake, that you want to include?
Nope.
Anyone else? If not.
Okay, so you want to make a decision on what I order, right?
Yeah, we'll have a look at them. Jake, you can come down and have a look.
Yeah, I'll bring that in tomorrow, but I want to try to order them.
Yeah.
By variety.
Okay.
You have any preference, Tom?
No.
Okay.
All right. As long as they go on the telephone poles, that's all.
I know. I was going to ask. All right. The brackets that are on the poles are taken down.
The poles are taken down? Supposedly, they're going to either put them on the new poles.
They will put them on the new poles?
Or are they going to take them down and give them to us and we put them back up on it?
Because poles have gone down.
Yeah, but was there anything on that?
I don't know.
As far as I know, the only thing on those old poles are the flags. Those little.
You didn't put the decorations on the old poles
then?
There's no.
Flags. Well, no, they, Niagara Mohawk, when they cut the top of that off, they moved them over to the new.
Oh, your brackets.
Brackets, they put them over to the new ones. Because that's where the line comes down.
They've already been transferred.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't transfer them to the old one because then you would have to have a longer lead. Understand what I'm saying?
No.
Okay. Yep. You got two poles right here, right?
Yep.
This pole was cut down here.
Yeah.
Okay. So they moved the lines over to here for electricity. And to bring the lead down so we can plug it in. They put the thing in for us. But we couldn't put it over here because then you would have to have a lot longer lead.
Well, that pole's coming out anyways. You don't want to run up that way.
No, huh?
That pole's coming out.
Yeah, this pole's coming out.
Right, so it had brackets holding the old decoration.
No, only has bracket holding the flags.
What was holding the lights, or did you put
the lights? The lights they switched over. Niagara Mohawk already did all that for us.
Okay, that's what I meant.
Well, no, we do have brackets on there.
For the flag. Yeah.
And I know somebody said they were going to take it down and give it to us. When I talked to him, he said they were going to take them and put them on the
new pole.
So I don't know exactly what's going to happen with that. And I talked to National Grid, Verizon, and I asked them if putting those Christmas ornaments up was going to bother them, you know, and he says, no, if they bother us, we'll take them down and put them back up. So I just wanted to make sure that was in the records.
Yep.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
All right, I'll second it.
Good, thank you.
Hey!
I got 25 minutes.
Today's Thursday, you know.
All right, see you later.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, see you.
Bye.
I see you probably next Wednesday.
All right. What's going on Wednesday?
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Tom.